Hello, and welcome to Three Men and a Big Baby, your new weekly podcast in which four friends air their biggest bugbears, gripes and grievances from the last 7 days. Each one of us will have the chance to get the gremlin off our chests before we vote on which three are thoroughly justified in their frustrations and find out who will be left as this week's big baby. And of course, there'll be an opportunity for you to share your stresses with us too. So, on with the show!
You know what I don't like?
That.
Oh, I hate that. It really gets on my nerves.
So annoying.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Stop being a big baby.
Yay!
Hello, welcome to Three Men and a Big Baby, episode 11.
Hey!
11.
Full disclaimer, Ed O'Boyle is coming to us from the future.
No, it's the same time. I'm just in a different place.
Oh, is it? He's on a screen in the corner of the room.
He's on Skype, live.
Where are you, Ed?
Go on, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know if you needed me to say something or if you were telling the story. I'm on Skype, live from Shoreditch. Sorry that I can't be there, guys, but I'm glad that we can record this.
Check out the Instagram. He looks cute as on the little laptop in the corner.
I prefer him like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably better. There's less body odour.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Definitely smells better.
Right, down to business. Last week was left on an absolute cliffhanger. It was a four-way Mexican standoff, and we asked you, the listeners, to decide who would be this week's big baby.
We've all kept our fingers crossed all week,
and I can tell you the results are in.
Joe knows, the rest of us do not. This is a surprise for us.
So shall I read out the three bits of correspondence that we've had?
Go ahead.
Don't want to step on your toes.
Is the three bits of correspondence, does that leave us with another Mexican standoff?
No.
Okay. Oh, no. We didn't think about that, did we?
Okay, so. This is from Dean, and it says, "Hi, guys. My vote is for Dan as Big Baby. Apart from being a terrible gripe, he's insinuated that my other half had a hand in my emails. Keep up the good work." One vote for Dan.
Yeah, that's fair.
Correspondence number two.
Yeah, great work, Dean.
Yeah, thanks, Dean. I love Dean.
Would you swap Dan for Dean if you could?
Yeah, if you're listening, Dean. Yeah.
He's very handsome as well.
Yeah. Come on in.
Email number two from the Big Rig. And it says two. TMAABB.
Nice. We like that. Great stuff.
I feel Dan is the big baby this week.
Oh, no.
As I like squash as much as.
Oh, no.
As I like squash as much as the next guy. And I don't feel people calling it juice is too much of an issue. All my love, the Big Rig.
Aww.
Okay, so aww. It's not looking good. I should have ordered these better because you knew there were three bits of correspondence. Mm-hmm. And I've gone for two. They're both down.
Well, unless the third one's down as well, in which case...
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's not. Hi, guys. Troll here. Hope you're all having a really horrible day. Joe's the big baby. Take care. Troll B. Slitherbelly.
Well, there you go.
So it's been decided. Dan Valance. Big baby,
big baby
from episode 10.
Put the cloak on. We've got the cloak in the middle of the table.
Cheers, guys. Thank
Pop
you.
Pop her on.
How many times, Dan? Four.
This is fourth time now.
Taking the lead.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, just give me a second, guys. It takes a while to get into this thing.
How does it feel, Ed? You're no longer the longest reigning big baby.
Yeah, it's usually me that is like first to have the next sort of level. I was first to be two-time, three-time. So it's nice that I'm not the first to be four-time.
Yeah.
I'm a bit gutted that we're not going to see the bib on the laptop, which would have been great.
True. Yeah, that's true. It looks...
Oh, wow.
Dan's become
Someone
very comfortable
the
in the cloak.
On.
I just realised we were doing this in the dark.
Now I can see you, Will. Yeah.
I didn't point the camera very well. Can you just see me and no one else?
There's Dan. Hey, Dan. Nice bib.
This is the way I like it. Just look at this guy. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey, Joe's hand.
Hello, mate. So thanks for your correspondence. We got there in the end. Hopefully we won't ever have a four-way standoff again.
Yeah.
But if we do, we know we can
At least we
on
know
you.
how to solve them.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the anticipation.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? Part of me thinks we should do that every week, but then another part of me thinks
we don't have enough people emailing in.
Yeah, Trobby Slitherbelly's not going to email in every week.
But no, thanks for the guys who emailed in to settle the
Yeah, thank you very much.
The standoff.
So on to episode 11. Today's episode. Who wants to go first?
Well, the big baby.
Well, the big baby.
Does big baby always start, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them's the rules.
11 weeks in, I still don't know what I'm doing.
You're supposed to be the conductor of this.
No, of course I am. I was letting you guys build you up, building your confidence up.
Well, so my one for this week, I've gone out there the last couple of weeks, and obviously with the juice and squash thing, and then the people who add S's to things. And then it hit me in this last week that we've been doing this for 11 weeks, or longer than that, 11 episodes. And it suddenly hit me, the one thing in the world that annoys me more than anything else, and I can't believe it's taken me this long to think of it, and it is people who really soak the bathroom whilst they're having a shower. This is it for me. This is the one thing that grinds my gears more than anything else in the world. And it's obviously people, obviously sharing a bathroom, you know, it's usually family members or friends, flatmates, roommates. Really close people I love and are really good friends with. But I'd say about 50% of them, when they're having a shower, I mean, some of the times it feels like they get the noozle. And
noozle.
the
noozle, the shower noozle, and it feels like they're just literally, just honestly, just aiming it into every corner of the bathroom, and then when you open it, when they come out, they say, "Oh, the bathroom's free," and you walk in, there's water like dripping from the ceiling, there's pools of water all over the floor.
Have you always had a bathroom that's tiled on every surface, or is this like a real? Like, is it ruining the foundations of your house that the floor's getting in there?
I feel like when a bathroom is fully tiled, it sort of gives people license to go, oh, this is just a wet room now. And it's, no, it's not a wet room. So I think it's certainly worse when it's like that. But I think it happens anyway. I don't know, for me, I always really try to keep all the water in the shower with me. Can be difficult sometimes. You know, you're not going to always keep everything in there. But I try my best. But I feel like some people just aren't trying. And that they're actually just actively trying to get the bathroom as wet as possible.
What kind of showers are we? Sorry, Ed. Please go ahead.
I was just going to say. Can I ask? Do you have like a shower curtain, or do you have a shower screen?
That was going to be exactly my question.
So a shower screen. So that's often makes it a little bit more difficult because it doesn't cover everything. But I find even with a shower curtain. So I actually went on holiday recently, and there was a few of there's a few of us, and there was a shower curtain. So with a curtain, I think there's no excuse. You know, you tuck it into the bath. There shouldn't be any water getting out of that.
Not a dry.
I think they're worse. I think curtains, you get more water. Like, it just goes everywhere for some reason with a curtain.
Are you tucking the curtain into the bath, though?
I think...
If you have it hanging out.
A good would be a shower curtain. I can't stand shower curtains because they stick to you. If you touch a shower curtain, they stuck to you for hours.
Yeah.
How long are you in there?
More than hours.
Got a lot to wash.
But I don't know. Just I went in there the other day and
into where? Come on, name
into
names.
The bathroom.
Who's the soaker?
No, there's so many. Honestly, so many people I've known over the years.
How many people are you showering with?
Well, I've lived with different people over different years and like family and friends and.
He's a social chameleon.
Yeah,
and I'd say a good 50% of the people I've lived with over the years always soak the bathroom when having a shower, or just people I've been on holiday with. You
Trollby?
Know, no. No, I don't think so, no. No, not overly. I don't know. I mean, do you guys, how do you feel? When you have a shower, do you keep it all in the bath, in the shower, or does it get all over the place?
Emily does a thing where, I think it's something to do with taking makeup off. She moves the shower, like the shower mat, the bath mat thing, to like round by the sink. Does something in the sink with the bath mat, then gets in the shower. So when she gets out of the shower, there's no bath mat there, so all the water just goes on the floor.
Yeah,
and that does bug me because I always have to like move the shower, the bath mat back round and like hope it soaks up all the water that she's like. Yeah. So yeah, I do understand what you mean.
What about you, Joe?
I've no experience of it. I've never lived with a bathroom soaker. No.
Oh, wow. I envy you. I really do.
We even squeegee the walls and everything when we're done.
See, actually, I try and do that as well.
We don't mildew.
Well, if only we could all be as perfect as you.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
I don't even share a bathroom. We got one each.
Do the noise again, John.
So I don't really know if I'm a wet person because by the time I get back, it's probably dry.
Okay.
All right. Well, your butler probably clears up the water or something.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'll do is I'll take a picture of the bathroom in here when I'm done, and we'll see.
Yeah, put it on the gram.
You're a soaker. Yeah. I can tell by your face. You just that walk
probably.
Everywhere.
Well, I just love being clean.
I think Ed loves a shower. I reckon he's in there for a good hour at a time, and probably just does what he has to do. Doesn't worry about the water.
I go one of two ways. I'll either be super quick, like bam, really got to get ready, or I'll be in there for ages. There's no middle ground.
Interesting. But yeah, so that's...
Wow.
Can you hear the helicopter?
Yeah.
Really loud, sorry. That's definitely getting picked up, yeah.
Yeah, so I try, for myself, yeah, I try and keep all the water in, and if there's like some of it sprays out, I'll use the bath mat to sort of soak it up and try and leave the bathroom in a way that I would like to find it. And other people, bless them, don't seem to do the same.
I think we're
and
not really addressing the main problem, is noozle, mate.
Yeah. Yeah,
the right.
Shower noozle.
Considering your thing was like Legos and stuff, Tupperware, noozle, you've got...
Those are all normal things.
What was the other thing that you say now? You go, I always say this. You said it to me yesterday, or no, it couldn't be yesterday.
Tupperware, noozle.
And there was another thing. I can't remember what it was. If it comes to me, I'll say it, but I can't remember what it was.
No, I know. I think there is something else, but I can't.
We're getting very close to someone's gripe one week just being stuff that Dan says weird.
Well, yeah, I didn't have a gripe this week, but now I do. Thanks,
Dan. People who say noozle.
Noozle? Very Scandinavian.
But yeah, no, pretty simple one this week. But yeah, it just surprised me that it's taken me this long to actually think. That is honestly the thing that winds me up more than anything else in the world.
And it just, wow, that's just it. Week 11, you're going, that this is the apex of your gripes.
Possibly. Well, I don't want to say that. Possibly. It may be other things I'm forgetting about or things that have yet to annoy me that are coming around the corner.
The thing is with that gripe is because you shower in the morning, that like sets you up to have a bad day every day.
Mm. Yeah,
so I can appreciate how it could annoy you.
It does seem like Dan's having a bad day every day sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's quite good, I suppose, in a way. Can't relate to it personally, but I think it would annoy me if it was just everything was just dripping wet.
It's absolutely soaked sometimes, honestly. So it's been the case of reporting. Honestly, just all over the place.
You thought we're just going to have to sell this house. It's not, we're not clearing this water out.
Do you think it will put some relationship you have in jeopardy if you take some photos for us of it?
What, whilst they're in the shower?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe just send them to just me. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, cheers guys. That's my one for this week.
Okay. All right. Very good. Who wants to go number two then?
I was wondering, maybe I should, just in case for some reason we lose signal, at least then like I get mine sort of on paper, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like
it would be sad if we accidentally deliberately got rid of you.
Yeah. I don't really know how to... Well, I suppose I do know how to title mine. It's pretty simple. I don't like it when people just sort of make up a nickname for you that isn't your nickname.
Like, why is that, Eddie?
Exactly. Like, growing up, I was always Ed, like E-D, not E-D-D, by the way, in case you're trying to spell it. And also, my parents always called me Edward Bear, and that was my only ever nickname.
Why would it be E-D-D? Like, it's the E-D from the beginning of Edward, and then the D from the end of Edward. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, have you ever seen the TV show Ed, Ed and Eddie?
Yeah, I was about to reference that, yeah.
Well, like, I think a lot of people do spell it with two Ds. I've never really understood it. I hate it.
I knew I recognised you from somewhere.
Yeah. but yeah, like it really annoys me when some people give you a nickname, or like even when they've never really met you before.
Yeah, with the exception of Egg and Cress, which is my nickname for you and Craig, which you obviously love. I know you love that deep down.
but I feel like that one kind of sort of that morphed over time. That wasn't like the first time we met. You were just like, all right, Egg.
How do you think?
I know I do call you Egg sometime though. Actually,
how do you think nicknames come about? Otherwise,
well, I feel like you have to get to know someone for a bit first, don't you?
Sometimes, yes, and sometimes no.
Sometimes you just get a vibe. You just look at someone. You just say,
like, "What?" If you're just like, "All right, big nose," or something like that.
How did you find out that's your nickname when you're not around?
Well, since I've seen myself on it.
Now I'm thinking about it. I think I'd call you quite a few. I call you Eggs. I call you Egg and Cress when you're with Craig, and I call you Ed Wood. But I've sort of emphasised the wood.
That's not a nickname.
No, but not Ed Wood. Ed Wood.
Not Ed Ward.
Ed Ward. Ed Wood.
Oh, right, as in like WOOD.
Mm. Yes.
Or WOULD.
What?
Wait, I'm trying to swear.
Hey, like Ed Wood. Ed Wood.
Yeah. Ed Wood. Oh, Ed Wood as in timber.
Yeah. Cool. Well, anyway, I feel like I know all three of you well enough that I would like respect any nickname you gave me, but it's when you meet people sort of...
Well, that's good to know.
I'll get thinking.
And I would like to think that that you feel the same about me as well. But yes, I don't really know how else to describe it. Or
where does it come from? Have you been given nicknames that you don't like then?
It's never, I don't think it's ever especially been one that I don't like. It's more that someone that I don't know has just given me one, and it's like, well, like, why don't you just call me by my name until you sort of can come up with one?
I've right. heard you get Eddie a couple of times.
Yeah, like that really yeah. grinds my gears. Yeah. I really don't like that.
But one of the people that calls you Eddie has known you for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Just got no respect for that person.
But I think the reason it annoys me is because it happened from the beginning.
Oh, really?
Right. Okay. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
So, I think that's what it is. Yeah, that's a good example. Actually, I know. Yeah. I know that you know that I know that you know who we're talking about.
Yeah. Beep.
But do any of you guys ever get called nicknames by people, or have you ever had it happen before?
That same person that calls you Eddie calls me Willie.
Yeah,
and I don't mind being called Willie. Like, it's happened through the whole of school. Like, my name's Will, so kids call you Willie.
It's like a it's like a penis, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's because my penis is tiny, is why they call it to me. But it's the way this person says it. Is it's not the name, it's the intonation.
How do they say it?
I can't give too much away, Dan, because they would recognise it, I reckon, if I did it for you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't like... Yeah, I agree with you. I don't really like it. There is something I do want to say, but I can't really...
Well, this is the platform
for it. Say it. No, I don't know if I can say it, because I know that they listen. I'm going to say it. I think they'll be fine. I'm going to say it. I think I am going to say it. Here we go.
Well, I'll tell you what. You say it, and then we'll listen to it back, and then we can cut it out.
No, it's not rude or anything, but I just don't want to upset the person then thinking they've been upsetting me. But they're not upsetting me. Someone that we work with sometimes calls me Jojo, right? And that's what my mum calls me. Like, that's the nickname for my mum. Gives me, and it makes me feel weird in my stomach when they call me that. It's like,
second mum.
No, it's not that. No, not like that. But it just makes me feel like, not uncomfortable is not the right word, but it makes me go,
like you're going to be physically sick.
No, not being physically sick, but it just makes me feel a feeling. And it makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. A bit uncomfortable. That's the right word. Like, that's what my mum calls me, and then no one else has ever called me that, apart from this one person at work.
I call you Jojo sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You call me Joe Bones. I love that nickname.
Call Joe Bones, yeah.
No, I think...
So do you feel that maybe people, like, do need to earn a right to give you a nickname? Or do you think... I suppose, like, that one that you've got, if someone started calling me Edward Bear, it'd be a bit weird, because that's what my parents would call me.
That's it. It's just that connotation. It's just, like, that's in that arena, and that's, you know, and then to hear it in another. It's not anything wrong. It's not that, like, the person hasn't earned the respect. Like, I like the person a lot, but it's just, like, it just doesn't... Yeah, it's just jarring. It just doesn't work, you know, so...
I think isn't the difference if somebody gives you a shortened nickname? So if I say my name's William and someone quite early on starts calling me Will, that's fine. If someone gives you a longer nickname, then that's when they've got to put into it. So like the Jojo thing is like, it's not like he's gone, oh, my name's Joseph. And then like they've gone, oh, Joe. Like they've put thought into it and gone, I'm going to apply a nickname to this person because I think we've got that kind of relationship.
Yeah, it's that, which is a nice thing. But I know what Ed's saying. Like, yeah, if someone, like, some people call me Josephine, which like I don't dislike, but I was like, it's just a bit like, you know.
For me, it's all about the nickname, whether it's a good or a bad nickname. So like when I started here, Joe quite early on gave me the nickname Condor, which I like. So I'm happy with that. I mean, if he had called me instead of Condor, Ip Dip Dog Shit or something like that, I probably
well,
wouldn't
have
liked.
Well, that's actually what it stands for.
No, he's called Condor because he looks like Matt Hoffman, the BMX player. BMX player.
He's so good at playing that BMX.
Big fan of extreme sports. Yeah.
So for me, it depends on the... I'm not against a nice nickname, but I know what you mean. Maybe it's almost going back to that over-familiarity thing for you, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, do you think I've just got two or three issues that I just keep rehashing as a different thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you've got intimacy issues.
Yeah, I don't like people standing in queues with me. I don't like people talking to me. I don't like people giving me nicknames.
Is that why you've decided to just Skype in from now on?
Yeah, it's much safer if I'm just in my own room.
So your absolute nightmare is someone behind you in the queue for the post office poking you in the back going, hurry up, Eddie. Come on, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's going to happen when I die and go to hell. That will be my hell.
Very good. Oh, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad nickname, though, so that's good for me.
You've never had a bad nickname?
No one's ever called me, like, I don't know, Dirtbag or... Dirtcreep or
no?
Dickbag or whatever you call me normally. Will, he's a
But you do, like, kids at school, they always come up with one, don't they?
Yeah, I used to get like brown bum and brown pants and brown, like all that.
Why? Because you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, this is worth mentioning. Now we're talking about Joe shitting himself. We went to the park run.
Which has literally not happened once. Yeah.
Listen, we went to the park run on Saturday. We were in the car and we were both wearing our shorts. And I turned around to Joe and went, Joe, what's that on your leg? And he didn't confirm whether it was poo or chocolate, but he said he hadn't been for a poo or eaten chocolate that day. And it did pick off like poo and or chocolate.
I don't know what it was.
Could have been mud, I guess.
No, I don't think it was mud. I think it's more likely to have been poo or chocolate. No, I don't know what it was. What are you bringing that up? I don't know what it was. It was just, it wasn't really, oh, what a stupid thing to have said. It was just a bit of, I don't know what it was. Who cares?
It was poo.
It was shit. Yeah. No, I don't know what it was.
Have you not pooed yourself before a run before?
I don't know. No, I think it was it's probably chocolate.
Can be quite nervous.
It was probably chocolate 2 days before.
What? Go on.
If you hadn't got, if you'd been wearing clothes when you went to the loo, it would have been on your clothes rather than on your leg. Or was it on your clothes?
Yeah, that's true. No, I might have had some chocolate the night before, and it might have just been a short. I normally just wear shorts when I'm lounging, so it could have been them.
Mm. Could have been the chocolate, yeah.
Or it could have been the poo. Who knows? All right. Are you done, Ed?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
I don't know why I'm shouting. Like, can you hear me where you are in East London? All right.
I'm actually right next to you.
I know. It's lovely. I don't ever want this to end. Okay, we've got two emails, so it's time for emails with We'll See.
Emails. It's time for us to read your emails.
We've got two emails this week. The first one is from Stephen again.
Stephen.
Our good friend Stephen. Stephen says, "Hey boys and big baby. Here's one for you that annoyed me this week. Other people at the cinema. Specifically, people who seem to think that it's okay to make noise during the film.
Ah.
I just saw the new Avengers, and I had the bad luck of sitting next to someone who thought that it was not only okay to talk during the film, but actually appropriate to clap at one point in the middle of the film. Not a full applause, just two sort of celebratory claps. But still, that must be against some sort of law. Please advise. Anyway, enjoying the podcast. Forever yours, Stephen." Very appropriate email. I don't know whether Stephen's listened to the most recent email or most recent podcast. Probably not at this point.
Don't know.
No, he hadn't, because it came out on Tuesday and he emailed on Monday. So very appropriate.
Oh, wow.
We've almost answered all your questions already, I think.
Two hearts, Stephen, just one mind.
Maybe we can get into Skype in next week instead.
Yeah, last week's podcast was like movie themed. I felt there must have. I think we mentioned about 5 or 6 different films. Yeah.
I know. I reckon I know what Steve that is, and he's part computer anyway, so it'd be easy to.
He can probably just Skype straight from his brain. Yeah. He's so much involved in computers.
Definitely at least 25% computer.
On that, on the gripe, do you know who's terrible for talking in the cinema? Dean.
Is he?
One of them. Yeah. It's absolutely terrible for
our beloved Dean.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't remember what the film I went to see.
I don't believe it.
No, you better believe it. He's terrible for it.
I bet he eats hot dogs in there as well.
I can't remember what the film it was, but we went to see it, and quite early on in the film, Dean had decided that he didn't like this film. And there was other people there as well, to be fair. There was a few others. And just talked incessantly.
Wow.
I can't remember what it was. Oh, it was... randomly, the film American Hustle. Do you remember that with Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
It was not that great. Very forgettable. Terrible, yeah. But yeah, I think early doors, it was decided he didn't like it and decided to talk. So I'm fully with. I like to, when I go to cinema, I like to follow what's happening. And I don't like people talking.
No.
No, I agree. I'm dead against it. It's not the time. It's not the time for a chat.
No, you're there. You're not only there for you. You're there, but you're all having that experience with everyone else, so you've got to take it upon yourself to make it as enjoyable for them as it is for you.
Mm. Yeah, Back in between the First and Second World War, I went to see Dances with Wolves in America.
Mm.
And
the black and white one?
At the end of it, they all stood up and clapped and like cheered.
Wow.
Oh, wow, great acting, Kevin Costner.
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you join in?
I can't really remember. You're very young.
He was just saying, boo.
You wanted those Indians dead.
Hey. What? That's not very nice.
Well, that's just what you wanted, I don't know.
I think I was 6, maybe 7 years old.
I wouldn't have a problem with people clapping at the end of a film if they really felt inclined to do so. But during the film, from the start of the film to the end, I think people should be quiet and respect.
Agreed, but I think cinema. I know what part of the film Stephen's talking about, the clap, and I felt a bit like clapping at that point as well.
No spoilers.
And there's no spoilers. Yeah. I didn't say any spoilers. I just said I felt like clapping also. Hmm. That was amazing.
What, you think you know the parts that that person clapped in?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Wow.
And I felt,
I'd really love for Dean to... whoever it was. Oh, no, we don't
Stephen.
Know who it was.
Stephen.
Do you even care about Ari?
He's your biggest fan.
Get Stephen to email you which part it was, see if you were right.
I know what part it was. I am right.
You wham right?
I wham right. okay, I'm going to vote not Big Baby there for you, Steve.
Yeah, I agree. Not Big Baby. It's really annoying.
Ditto.
Ed? I agree.
There not a Big Baby, Stephen.
It's official. Well, thanks for emailing in. Please keep them coming, because we love hearing from you.
And thanks for your gripes, because that's what we asked for, wasn't it? More gripes.
Mm. Our second email is from Z, with a little emoji smiley face. Not emoji. He's gone with a classic like punctuation.
Zorro, maybe?
Colon and smiley face. Could be Zorro.
Is this a new emailer?
New emailer, potentially.
How exciting.
With Just Discover, could be Antonio Banderas. Maybe.
It's not making faces. You know they can't. It's still the same.
So Z says, "Hi Dan, Ed, Joe, and Will." Bit sad I'm last. Greetings from sunny Los Angeles. Our first international emailer.
I don't know if Zorro lives in Los Angeles.
Well, he might do now. He made all that money from the film. True. First off, I wanted to say thank you for creating such a great podcast to keep me entertained during my long commute to and from work. I binge listened to myself up to date in only a few days. Keep it coming. Now onto my gripe. My thing, as you guys often say. Oh, we do say that. My thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Z says, my thing. People who interrupt me while I'm trying to eat my lunch at work, like I structure and routine. I've made a real mess of this. I'll start again. People who interrupt me while I'm trying to eat my lunch at work. I like structure and routine in my life. One such routine is eating my lunch at the same time every day. When I'm eating in the office, I enjoy catching up on the news, watching YouTube, and listening to music while I eat at my desk. 99% of the time, this means I have both earbuds in because I clearly do not want to be disturbed. It's a chance for me to relax, forget about my emails that are stacking up, and chow down on some leftovers. However, as soon as the Tupperwares are out...
It's catching on.
This always seems to be the time my co-workers feel the need to ask me questions and bother me with work stuff, even though they know it's my lunchtime. Can it not wait until after I'm finished? There's no escape, as my office doesn't have a break room or area to sit to eat, so I'm confined to my desk. I do sometimes take a walk and eat outside, but I shouldn't have to be forced away from my own desk just to get some peace and quiet. My desk should be a safe space. My lunch break is sacred. They just don't get the message. I'd get it if it were important, but if it's not an emergency, it can wait after I finish my sandwich. Sue from accounting. Keep up the great work.
Ooh, he's naming names.
Also,
fired.
Also, as a side note, Dan, I totally agree with you when it comes to people who add S's to things. The most annoying, in my opinion, is when people make the word guys plural. Guises.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Disguises, what? I get it. Are you guises going to the shops?
Oh, wow.
That's an LA thing.
I was going to say, is that just an Americanism? Yeah.
There's a real culture barrier.
I like it.
Yeah, no, well, I agree. I agree.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Can we just?
Yeah, I was going to say, Will definitely agrees with that one.
We just have to cast our mind back, literally 5 hours ago.
I never get a lunch break without people asking me questions.
And no, but it's for me. It's not even the questions. It's just the looming.
Mm. You know, yeah, looming large. That's happened a lot. Yeah.
We eat our desks too, don't we?
Mm. We all gather and watch YouTube videos together at lunchtimes, and it's just all I can see why people do it, because I think they feel uncomfortable the kitchen's quite close to where we do it, so I think people feel uncomfortable being in the kitchen, being so close to us and not speaking to us, so they feel like they have to say something. But it just means that, like, if we're all doing something or watching something, and then suddenly you have to tell someone, like, we're 12 episodes into a series about a man cooking as many different types of eggs as he can, and then we've got to tell somebody what happens from, like, beginning to end of this series, so they're up to date, so they understand what's going on with the eggs. Mm. And it's just,
No, definitely. I've
started going home for lunch. It's been quite nice. It's like it's a nice little escape.
From us?
Or? No, just from work in general. Like, you step away from it for an hour.
Yeah, you come in at 11, work till 12, go to lunch till 2, work till 3, go home.
Go till 3 or 4, and then pop back in for half an hour and then go home,
The sweet life of
everyone. Don't even hang around for the podcast, just Skype in from home.
Yeah, that's a 14-hour day, that is.
Are you listening, Inland Revenue? Are you listening?
Hey, I declare everything I earn.
No, it's really annoying. My actual thing, actually, that could have been my thing. Well, let's start this again, and I'll take that email.
All right, Z, record your email.
No, sometimes we get it. We're watching stuff. Someone comes down and goes, "This looks a bit shit," and then just stands there for 20. Oh, piss off then, like 20 minutes or just
watch sign. Get your own desk then.
Yeah. What's this all about? This, like, you know, that's, I get it absolutely. But the one thing I would say here, it's rainy old Southern England, LA. I'd be eating out every day of the week in the sunshine.
Kick your shoes off, baby. Go and find a park or something.
Yeah, I'll sit at the beach. I don't know exactly where it was, but
no, or anything about LA. Go around James sunny. Corden's sunny studio or whatever.
I know it's sunny.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell you what, we're going to need to record a hell of a lot more podcasts because the traffic in LA is awful.
Yeah, really? 1 week. Z's going to be struggling. Mm. Yeah,
that's true.
Is that from experience, Ed?
Yeah.
Well, at least with all these awkward pauses, it'll be a nice long episode for him.
There's a bit of a delay. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to vote first, and I'm going to say absolutely not a big baby.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I've agreed with a gripe more to date.
Ditto again.
Well, there you go. Ed?
Yeah, fantastic emails in. Well done, guys.
Have we got? Oh, that was it. Is that the?
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, okay, lovely. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, as always. And if you want to get involved, 3menandabigbaby@outlook.com and Ed O'Ball's Instagram feature.
What?
Hey, did you say every
literally
week?
You said to me literally 24 hours ago, I think we need to push the Instagram more.
Yes, we do need to push the Instagram more. So everyone start commenting on the videos and pictures, and well, there'll actually be a little thing at the end of this with the good news where we can get a bit of action on the Instagram, hopefully.
Where would they find the Instagram, Ed?
3menandabigbaby. All words.
Perfect.
At.
If you can make head or tails of that, good luck. You know what I mean? Like, better person.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love those emails. Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Cheers, friends. All right. Me or you?
I'm happy to go if you want.
Yeah. Save the best to last, I suppose.
So my thing is, so I'll start off. This was the same day that Joe had poo or chocolate on his leg. My thing this week is when people do that thing where they cover up one nostril with their thumb and then blow snot out the other one.
Yeah, that is gross.
So, like I mentioned earlier, me and Joe went for a run on Saturday. It's 5 kilometres.
We're fitness freaks.
We absolutely love it. It's 5 kilometres, and I saw somebody, I would say, they couldn't have been running at this point for more than 4 minutes, and they covered up one nostril with a thumb and blew snot out of the other one like they were about to pass out on the ground. I just think it's just disgusting. Like, we all know that when you sneeze, you cover your mouth. Why do you not have to? Why is it okay to just blow snot to the wind?
What I don't get is how they achieve it. Like, I reckon if I tried that, I'd just have snot all over me.
Well, yeah, I've never been able to do it. And I would like to do it if I could.
There's got to be a lot of snot in there for it to happen.
I've never been like that. I mean, I am bad when I'm exercising on a long run. I do have to have a little spit at one point.
I've had to do that. Sometimes, like, you can't. It builds up somehow.
Yeah, definitely. I have to do that. But I've never been one for the old snotting.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. Never been able to do it.
I like it, though. I don't dislike it. I quite like it.
What do you like about it?
Just think, it looks cool.
It looks cool.
It's a skill.
Yeah.
All the footballers do it, and they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I want to be like Sergio Aguero. Actually, Sergio Aguero wouldn't do that, because he's a kind man, probably. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that's it, really. It's quite short. I mean, I just don't understand what people are getting out of it. I mean, I know what they're getting out of it. It's not. I just don't understand. I don't know. Just take a tissue. Like, if you're going to be that snotty when you're running, take a tissue. Sometimes people do it, not even if they're running. You just see people in the street doing it.
Have you ever gobbed when you're running?
No. Well, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't spit when I run. I find it's... I know why people do it, because you get like a real like clammy mouth, and the easiest thing to do for them is to spit it out.
Yeah.
I'm not that good at spitting, so if I try and do it, it's like a fine spray that comes out. The easiest thing for me to do is just to swallow it. So I do that. But I did spit a couple of weeks ago because a fly went in my mouth. And then I had to try and spit it out, and I did the spray thing because I can't spit like cool people do. But no, I don't spit it around either.
I've got quite a funny story about that. So, well, it's not actually that funny, but I was running once, and I'd like every now and again I have that where like I'll have to spit, but I always sort of I'll wait till there's no one around because like you, I'm not that cool, so I'll definitely fail. And I'd like sort of was running down this back path, looked around, no one's around, and I kind of turned to the left, spat, and it just kind of just went all over the side of my face, essentially. And like as that happened, someone came around the corner. So I was just like then confronted by this person, and I just had spit all over my face. It was
just
disgusting.
Like you were drooling.
So I don't think I've ever tried it since.
And never again. Mm. Yeah.
No.
Dan, do you want to talk us through what's the technique?
The spitting technique.
Yeah.
I bet you're quite good at gobbing, aren't you?
Yeah. No, you just spit, I suppose. It's not big and it's not clever. And I know it is a bit gross, so I will do it, yeah, when, you know, if I'm just on a little stretch where there's no one else running. If I'm exercising, it does just after a while, I just have to clear my throat, and because otherwise it just starts to get too, clammy is the word, or, yeah.
Yeah, I know the thing you're trying to get rid of. Like, you get like a clammy, like, phlegmy thing going on.
It just sort of freshens you up and you can start breathing a bit better after that. I'm with you. I'm quite lucky. I don't think I've ever seen outside of football pitches. I don't think I've ever really seen anyone do it.
I've seen people do it in the street.
I've seen a lot of people do park run as well.
Very common, but yeah, people do it in the street as well.
Oh, I wouldn't like it if I saw it. I don't think I have, but yeah, definitely that's inappropriate, I would say.
I used to know a guy that would do this thing. He would like, if you imagine your hand like you're going in for a thumb war, and then he would like cover one of his nostrils with his thumb and then like get it so it was on his hand, like so it was on like the top of his finger, and then he would eat it.
Gross.
Name him.
There was a guy called Stefan that I went to university with. Nice. Stefan, if you're listening, disgusting, mate.
Yeah, that's gross.
What's he up to now?
Probably still doing that. It's not, I guess.
He's travelling the country. Showing his...
And he's never paid for a meal, so who's laughing now?
Yeah, that's true. All right, I like that. It's hard to argue for the snotting, really, I suppose, isn't it, in a way? But
I'll tell you what, Joe, you're going to have to come up with something pretty special, because so far it's quite hard to find one to vote for.
Well, you're going to be voting for me, because man is shite. Right, you ready?
Joe looks me in the eye, I'd say, maybe an hour and a half before I was recording this, and he went, I really haven't got anything for this week.
Oh, no.
No, but I'm going to actually argue this very convincingly point that you guys are just going to have to just admit that I'm right and you were wrong.
Oh, we're ready to hear it.
Here we go. My thing is the Royal Variety performance. What a bag of knobs. Have you ever watched it?
No.
Ed?
I don't think I know what it is.
Oh, well, and that just adds fuel to the fire.
Is that the
Britain's
Got Talent like thing?
They do the headline thing at the end of that.
So if you win Britain's Got Talent, the prize is, I don't know, X amount of cash and a slot at the Royal Variety Performance, right?
Okay, yeah, I do know what it is.
So that started in 2007, Britain's Got Talent, so we've had 12 years of this now.
What, and the Royal Variety wasn't a thing before Britain's Got Talent?
No, it started in 1912, the Royal Variety.
Do you know what, can you name us some acts from the first one?
No.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, of course I can.
There's a variety of
Beanie
things.
McQueen.
Yeah, what was she doing?
What?
Or she?
Spoons.
She played Spoons. Spoons, right.
Yeah, and also Thomas Pecker sang. Beautiful.
Wow.
A lovely little number.
What a variety.
Yeah. It was. So they keep, every year they ram it down your throat. The Royal Variety Performance. That's what you get. The prestigious Royal Variety Performance. And when you think of it, started in 1912, maybe it's quite prestigious. But what I'm saying is I don't know anybody who's ever watched it has any interest in it whatsoever. And so my point of it is, what's the point? That's my thing. The Queen has openly come out 4 or 5 times and said she doesn't like it. The last time she went was 2012.
Really?
She doesn't even give it.
What was on it in 2012?
What was the
show? Have you even researched any of the
Royal Variety? You're asking me what? It's been going since 1912.
So why don't you know every act? You've had since 1912 to remember them.
I've got 105 years worth of acts just in my mind. I can show you. If you feel for a second, I can find out.
You're right. It has only been 105 years since 1912.
If the if the Queen doesn't go, does another member of the royal family have to go?
Yeah, someone
in their
gets
place?
Roped into it. Yeah, and okay. It's always someone like Camilla goes instead, or someone like it's
or
never
someone
it's
low
never
down
a good
the food
one.
Chain. Yeah.
All right. Have you?
It'll be Archie now, won't it?
Yeah, they'll just wheel him in.
Yeah.
Have you got 20 minutes? Because I'll tell you everyone who played in 2012.
Just who's
the top
just
one?
Anyone,
okay, right. So host
one.
David Walliams. I'd say pretty good.
Yeah.
And then I'll just give you a quick view. Robbie Williams. Heather Headley. Your guess is as good as mine. Kylie Minogue. Bruce Forsyth. Rod Stewart. One Direction. And it goes on and on. Not much variety going on. And then you've got people like Ronnie Corbett. And then China's Three Tenors. I mean, you can guess what they
do.
What,
and the Queen said, I'm not doing this anymore.
And then Matilda the Musical. And that... And an ensemble of the best of Britain's Got Talent. Maybe there was no Britain's Got Talent that year. And that included Diversity, Stavros, Our Friends, and Paul Potts.
The Queen saw Stavros Flatley, Diversity, and then Paul Potts. And she said, I'm hanging up the towel.
Well, I don't know. What I'm saying is she doesn't like it. We don't
like it. Yeah, but you've got to also understand that was 2012. That's the 100-year anniversary. She's like, it's never going to get better than this in my lifetime. This is going to be the big one.
Maybe that's why it was so spectacular. If you're going to get Stavros in for anything, it's the 100-year
anniversary. Yeah, exactly. The centenary. So she's off. Yeah. She's like, I don't need to go anymore.
I've seen a Cypriot man doing Irish dancing. Is it going to get any better than this? I doubt it.
And his
Absolutely
son.
Not. And his son, yeah. No, so that's just really my thing, is that they really... sell it as like a massive high point, like you'll get to perform at the Royal Variety Performance. But I suppose you could argue that the actual final of Britain's Got Talent is even a bigger draw than the Royal Variety Performance itself, which was the prize.
Well, I've definitely seen at least three, I'd say, Britain's Got Talent finals. Yeah. I've never seen the Royal Variety.
That's what I mean. So I just think, why are they still doing it? Why is it still going on today? If the Queen doesn't care about it, people don't watch it. So it had. I did look at the viewing figures for the last one. It was 5 million. 5 million viewers, which doesn't strike me as very many.
Yeah, that's bloody pennies.
We watched these marble videos. Like, we watched these marble racing videos.
Marble Olympics, by the way. Yeah.
And,
quick plug.
And they have similar amount of views. And, you know, like, imagine if the prize for Britain's Got Talent was, you'll get to perform on Jelly's Marble Olympics. Like, do you know what I mean?
I just can't help picturing now but the Queen going to Jelly's Marble Olympics.
Do you think she'd like it?
No.
Do people have to pay for tickets, or does the taxpayers pay?
You'd have to buy tickets, I would think.
All right, Ed?
What?
What was that noise, mate?
I don't know. Oh, that was you.
Come out your body, mate.
I thought it was you. A few gremlins in the system, maybe. Don't know.
That was very strange.
Is your gripe not... That's the...
All right, hey, so let me change my gripe. My gripe is...
Yeah, here we go. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, my gripe is... Get your head around this. My gripe is the prize for Britain's Got Talent being a slot at the Royal Variety Performance. That's what it is. The prize should be something better. The prize should be open for Beyonce on a world tour. The prize should be, I don't know, perform in space. It should be something amazing.
Yeah. What's the... Wow. The thing is, because it's just a talent show... The Royal Variety is like the top of its game for a talent show.
Well, it's the yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're saying, here's a talent show. We need to find something that fits everyone.
All right. So how about what they say is, they go, we'll offer one amazing, unique opportunity for you. We're not saying what it is. And then it gets to the final. I don't know how many are in the final. Three. You've got singer, and they say, right, you're going to open for Beyonce on her next tour. You're a dog act. You'll perform at Crufts half time. I don't know if that's a thing. And they go, you're a mime artist, and you'll be performing at, I don't know, something amazing for mimes. you'll be in a film or something.
Like the X Factor, isn't it? The X Factor at the end, they have a song, like they don't always necessarily have the same song, do they?
Yeah, that's right.
Tailored to the artist.
So it's a song that fits their style.
Yeah. So, yeah, rather than aiming low and just trying to jazz it up as going, this is an amazing opportunity, just go, look, it's going to be amazing. Trust us. And just get to that final and you'll see.
I just think that it's too broad. Like, someone goes on there, just go, oh, like my thing. Like, there was a guy and it was like, my thing is, I've broken the Guinness World Record for most chairs on my chin.
He's not going to get to the final, though. We don't need to worry about that.
No, but say if he did and he won, the public just really got behind him and they went, this guy with the chairs is so good.
Well, then
love
they could
him.
Do whatever they want with him.
And they go, you get to go to TGI Fridays and put all the chairs
on. No, they'll say, okay, we'll shut down Trafalgar Square and you'll be there and 100,000 people will come and watch you. And they'll just say something like that. They could say, Simon Cowell, he can do whatever he wants.
I just think it's just so broad that I just can't imagine that they'll manage to find... It's just difficult to find something that everyone can fit in.
Yeah, but they could essentially just do, no matter what it is, you can come on a half-time at the FA Cup final or something. Like there must be a way that they could do it, that you'd be getting a bigger crowd than that 5.01 mil.
Yeah, that's true. For the first one they ever did, I guess they said, you get to perform in front of the Queen.
Yeah.
It's probably easier and cheaper just to stick them in the Royal Variety.
Yeah, that's true, because it costs them nothing. Yeah. They're the main act of the Royal Variety, really, aren't they?
No, you... The illustrious
in 2012 listed. Maybe now the Queen's hung up the towel.
No, well, I can tell you 2018 it was amazing. The performers are out of this world. You're not going to believe it. 2018, you had acts like this. Greg Davies as the host. Wow.
Oh, brilliant.
No, take that. Cast off Hamilton, George Ezra. I mean, these are just pop acts, really. And then Lost Voice guy is probably right in the middle. And he's...
What, so the prize now really is perform at a gig. There's a gig on.
With Sigrid.
Spin some plates in the middle.
Yeah. Hmm. So anyway, that's my guy. Yeah, I don't think it's a good prize. And I think, how can that be the prize when actually the final itself is surely the jewel in the crown?
I reckon more people watch the final.
Exactly. Yeah, I bet they do, yeah. I should have looked that up, but I didn't, so.
Yeah, right. I think they do. I think that would be right. So.
All right, well, I've got no more on that. I know what's coming, so, yeah. Should we vote then?
Yeah.
Should I vote first? So there's at least a bit of suspense.
I guess if you want to.
I'm going to vote for, what was your thing? Let's just quickly recap. So mine was obviously Britain's Got Talent, final, the prize being the Royal Variety Performance.
Ed, what was yours?
The nickname thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dan?
Mine was people who soak the bathroom when they're having a shower.
Mine was people that push the snot out of their nose.
I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Ed. I think nickname's nice. Like, I think it's like an endearing thing majority of the time, even if the execution is a little bit fudged. I still think that it's supposed to be a nice thing. So I'm going to go with you.
Fair. It's me now, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for the Royal Variety because I think until you mentioned it, I didn't even really know it was a thing.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that once I've mentioned it, everyone goes, oh, yeah, that is one of the most annoying things in the world.
And also, I kind of agree with the other two things. So apologies, but by default, it's you, Joe.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, Joe, I'm going to vote for the Royal Variety thing as well.
Yeah.
What I would say is, first, it was unclear what your gripe was, which didn't help.
Yeah.
And then when we did iron out the creases, I just think it's fine. Just watch Britain's Got Talent and don't care about the prize.
Yeah, but do you not think it takes away from the spectacle, like the prize? Imagine if, like, I don't know, the World Cup and the prize was at the end. That
Johnson
team
Page
gets
trophy.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like the end goal was then they just went, oh, it's, and by the way, it's not as good as this.
Yeah. No, I do see your point. I just think it's the least annoying.
Yeah.
Have I softened the blow enough? Is
not
that
really,
enough?
But anyway, yeah.
Obviously, Big Baby doesn't get a vote, but I would say just quick shout out to Joe. I think he argued that very well.
Thank
I know
you,
he didn't. I know he didn't have anything as of half an hour ago. So, what made you think of that?
I was just trying to think about anything that was like I need, because what I didn't want to do is what Will did the other week with the car wash man. I just keep shouting the same thing over and over again. So I thought, well. I was like, oh, the Royal Variety Performance. I wonder what that even is. And then I just thought, and then I could add flesh on the bones, like who's performed the years and stuff. I could put a little bit of, I could try and spin it at least that it was.
Did you at least have it before we started recording?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but only right. Literally 20 minutes before. Like. Right.
But no, I would have, if I did have a vote, I probably would have voted for Ed's on balance just because.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Just because I like him.
So it would have been a close one.
Yeah, I think, well, me and Joe do a thing. We haven't done it for a little while. We should start doing it again, which is a game called Nicknames, where we give each other nicknames every day, and they just last for the duration of that day, and then we do the same thing again the next day. So, yeah, I think I like nicknames. So I probably would have voted for Ed if I had a vote.
All right,
well,
cool. I'm a big baby.
Well, it's nice. It's apologies to say it, but it's quite nice that Joe is a big baby again, because he's only done it once.
Yeah, 11 episodes only once. Yeah,
can't wait to see you in the cloak.
It's going to be good.
You going to do the cry?
Yeah. Yeah?
Creepy.
Terrifying.
I'm a creepy baby.
I'm going to do a supercut of all the cries at some point.
That'd be nice. Come on then, Ed. Good news.
It's time for good news of the week. Good news. Good news of the week.
Okay, beluga whale. Accused of being a Russian spy, assists woman who dropped her phone in the sea.
Was that the same whale? I saw both these stories. Yeah. I don't realize it was the same one.
So this has been shooting around social media, and I absolutely love it. This beluga whale captured the world's attention after it was found wearing a Russian-made harness, and the cetacean is now capturing people's hearts after it was filmed politely returning a woman's phone from the ocean. The beluga was spotted by Norwegian fishermen at the end of April. The sailors were already suspicious of the whale's origins based on how comfortably it interacted with humans. Furthermore, they discovered it was wearing a GoPro camera harness with the English words, Equipment St. Petersburg, printed on the label. Since marine mammal training facilities were common during the Soviet Union, many Norwegian locals and news outlets have accused the beluga of being a defected Russian spy. Ina Meniska and her friends were just a few of the town's residents who took a boat out on the northern harbour to see if they could catch a glimpse of the amiable beluga earlier this week. Upon spotting the whale in the water, she forgot to properly secure her phone, and inside of her jacket pocket, it fell into the ocean waters. Meniska was then surprised to see the whale fetch her sinking phone and casually bring it up to the surface so she could retrieve it from his from the beluga's mouth. It goes on for a bit, but the main thing at the end is they're trying to have a local poll on what they should call the beluga. And I thought, as a fun Instagram thing, is we could get the people that are listening to try and come up with the name for this ex-Russian spy / phone saver.
I love it.
I don't know if we've got that much social media power yet, but we can definitely try and start a
review. Well, definitely. So, I like it.
So there is a video. There is a video. So we'll try and share the video on our Instagram. And then if anyone's listening, comment what we think we should call it.
Very nice. So is it a Russian spy or... what's the...
We don't know.
I think, personally, whilst the phone was down there, the beluga slipped a bug onto it and then handed it back. So only time will tell, I guess.
How many secrets does it know?
Yeah, well...
all of them.
How long's a piece of string, Will?
That's true.
How long is it?
All right, I like that. It's probably one of the best bits of good news you've ever given
us. Yeah, I think that is really good, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Again, it's a sad story.
You've got to start bad, then it comes good.
Swing back around. Love it. All right. Thanks for your emails. Thanks for getting in touch. 3menandabigbaby@outlook.com if you want to get involved next week. See you then.
See you next
week. Yeah, and the Instagram, @3menandabigbaby, all words.
Very on brand. All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Stop being a big baby.